With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton. For the second year in a row, lawmakers in the Maryland House of Delegates voted in support of a bill that would outlaw an insecticide called chlorpyrifos. Farmers spray the chemical on apples, peaches, and other fruit trees, but scientists have linked it to brain damage in children. Delegate Dana Stein of Baltimore County, vice chairman of the House Environment and Transportation Committee, sponsored the legislation that would ban chlorpyrifos.
It's been well documented in various scientific studies, including the EPA's own studies, that this can cause neurological damage to children and infants. And it's also hazardous to workers who use it, farm workers. It's harmful not just to people. It's also been found to damage wildlife and aquatic life.
The ban on the insecticide passed the House by a vote of 90-44 on March 15th. The measure was supported by many public health physicians and environmental organizations, which have compared the toxicity of chlorpyrifos to lead. Scientists at the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, which regulates pesticides, recommended a ban on the insecticide in 2015. But that proposal was overridden by a Trump administration political appointee, Scott Pruitt, in 2017. Fighting fiercely against the proposed ban at the Maryland level has been the farm lobby, which opposes almost all regulations on pesticides, with the argument that the restrictions can hurt farmers financially. The manufacturer of the pesticide, Dow DuPont Chemical, also testified against the ban during a hearing in the Maryland House last month. Here's Rich Detweiler, a lobbyist for Dow DuPont.
Chlorpyrifos is approved by regulatory agencies in about 90 countries, including all of our major trading partners. And this product is well studied and researched with over 4,000 studies and reports. Chlorpyrifos is an important tool for our farmers.
Last year, Maryland fruit growers opposing the ban argued that they needed the insecticide to fight an invasive species, the spotted lanternfly, which has been infesting apple orchards in Pennsylvania. But this claim was undermined this year when Penn State University scientists in January said that chlorpyrifos is not among the recommended insecticides for controlling the lanternfly because there are less toxic alternatives. Regardless, the Maryland Farm Bureau pushed hard against the ban on chlorpyrifos, claiming that outlawing one pesticide could lead to a slippery slope of banning more. Here's Valerie Connolly, executive director of the Farm Advocacy Organization.
In the state of Maryland, there are 13,000 pesticides that are registered at the Department of Agriculture. If we start down this road and you're going to look at this one this year and another one next year, that's a lot of chemicals to get through.
In other words, she was saying that modern farming is so addicted to chemicals, we shouldn't even look into the medicine cabinet. In the end, the farm lobby won. Its opposition to the pesticide ban convinced Democratic leaders of the state Senate to kill the legislation on Monday night. Democratic leaders said they feared that, with less than a week left in the legislative session, a protracted battle with allies of the powerful farm lobby would consume all the time available for what some Democrats regarded as a higher priority, trying to win approval of more school funding and reforms for education. Of course, the chlorpyrifos ban bill would also have helped school children, too, by preventing them from suffering brain damage from the fruit they eat. But unfortunately, political influence is a powerful toxin in our body politic. With the environment in focus, I'm Tom Pelton of the Environmental Integrity Project, author of The Chesapeake in Focus. This program is sponsored by the Abel Foundation. The views expressed are solely my own.